For Jesus, lockdown was no holiday. For him, it was a spiritual battleground where he had to face the deadliest of deceivers. Jesus had started so dramatically. The most powerful preacher of that time, John the Baptist, had spoken so highly of Jesus that many of his disciples had left to follow him. And at his baptism in the River Jordan, God himself had spoken audibly from heaven, "This is my beloved Son," while the Holy Spirit visibly descended on him. What a shock to the system then, to be led immediately by the same Holy Spirit into the wilderness, into lockdown. And through nearly 6 weeks of isolation, Jesus ate nothing. Not surprisingly then we learn that after 40 days and 40 nights he was hungry. The devil was intent on luring Jesus into sin to destroy his relationship with his Father. Until then, no one had ever successfully overcome or resisted Satan. All had sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Satan knew that God's plan was for Jesus to overcome sin. But for that, he would have to remain sinless. Now was his opportunity. Would this man Jesus be able to resist where all others had failed? One opened up like this: "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." "It's written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." See, he remembered that God's word had taken him into the wilderness, and now he'd rather obey than eat, even if he was starving. Next, Satan suggested Jesus jumps from the highest point in the temple to test God's promise to protect him. Jesus knew that to go along with this would be tantamount to doubting God. So he answered, "It's also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Finally, Satan offered Jesus all power over all the kingdoms of the earth, even if he would only just bow down and worship him. But Jesus dismissed him with these words, "It's written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Jesus was victorious. He overcame as a man under lockdown because of his strength in his relationship with his Father. And now his promise to us is this: "Has taken you, accept what's common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you're tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." So let's learn from his masterclass and be victorious in our lockdown too.